Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Harvest of Empire by Juan Gonzalez is a sweeping, accessible history that explains how Latinos became one of the largest and most influential populations in the United States. Rather than treating Latino migration as a recent or isolated phenomenon, the book traces it to centuries of U.S. expansion, military intervention, corporate power, and diplomatic pressure across Latin America and the Caribbean. In this revised and updated edition, Gonzalez connects classic migration waves from Mexico, Puerto Rico, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, Central America, and beyond to newer forces shaping displacement, including economic restructuring, trade policies, drug wars, and political instability. The result is a narrative that links neighborhood-level realities in U.S. cities to decisions made in Washington, Wall Street, and regional capitals. Written by a journalist with deep reporting experience, the book blends history and policy analysis to show how labor demand, race, and citizenship have shaped who is welcomed, who is excluded, and how communities fight for rights and representation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, empire and migration as a single story. A central theme of the book is that Latino migration cannot be understood without examining U.S. power in the Americas. Gonzalez frames population movement as a predictable outcome of territorial conquest, military occupations, and economic penetration that altered local economies and political systems. This approach challenges the idea that migration is mainly the result of individual choice detached from history. The book shows how U.S. involvement reshaped land ownership, labor markets, and state institutions across the region, creating conditions that pushed people to leave while also pulling them toward U.S. jobs and networks. It also highlights how the United States repeatedly relied on Latin American labor, especially in agriculture, industry, and service work, even while building legal and cultural barriers against the same workers. By linking foreign policy to domestic demographics, the narrative reframes contemporary debates about borders and belonging as the downstream effects of long-running relationships. Readers come away with a more coherent map of cause and effect, where migration trends are tied to specific eras of intervention and to the uneven development that followed. Secondly, Mexico and the making of the modern border. The book devotes significant attention to Mexico, emphasizing that Mexican presence in the United States predates the current boundary and expanded dramatically after U.S. territorial growth in the 19th century. Gonzalez explores how shifting borders created populations that became minorities without moving, and how later labor programs and labor demand encouraged large-scale circular migration. He examines the repeated cycles of recruitment and expulsion that have defined Mexican-American life, showing how economic needs often overrode restrictive rhetoric until downturns triggered crackdowns. The narrative also considers how racism and regional politics shaped the development of immigration enforcement, policing, and citizenship debates. By presenting the border as a historical project rather than a timeless line, the book helps readers understand why communities on both sides remain deeply interdependent. It connects farm labor, industrial booms, and urbanization to the growth of Mexican-American neighborhoods and institutions, while also tracing the policy choices that produced vulnerability and precarious legal status for many workers. The Mexico chapter functions as a template for seeing how economics and power drive migration governance. Thirdly, Puerto Rico, citizenship, and colonial contradictions. Gonzalez uses Puerto Rico to illustrate the complexities of U.S. territorial rule and how migration can be shaped by a relationship that is neither fully foreign nor fully domestic. The island became a U.S. possession after the Spanish-American War, and the extension of U.S. citizenship created a unique migration channel that did not eliminate inequality. The book explains how economic transformation on the island, including shifts in agriculture and industrial policy, disrupted local livelihoods and pushed many Puerto Ricans to seek work on the mainland. It also explores how Puerto Rican migrants face segregation, labor exploitation, and political marginalization despite their formal citizenship. This case reveals how legal status alone does not guarantee equal treatment, and how economic dependency can generate recurring waves of out-migration. Gonzalez also highlights the growth of Puerto Rican political and cultural influence in U.S. cities, showing how community organizing, electoral participation, and cultural production changed local and national landscapes. The Puerto Rico story underscores the book's broader argument that Latino histories are inseparable from U.S. governance choices and from the uneven benefits of American citizenship. Fourthly, Cold War interventions and Central American displacement. Another major topic is the rise of Central American migration, especially from countries destabilized by civil wars, authoritarian rule, and U.S. Cold War policies. Gonzalez describes how military aid, counterinsurgency strategies, and support for allied regimes intensified conflicts that produced mass displacement. He connects these regional crises to asylum debates in the United States, where humanitarian need often collided with geopolitical interests and restrictive immigration frameworks. The book also tracks how communities formed in U.S. cities through family networks, churches, and labor markets, creating enduring diasporas shaped by trauma and resilience. Beyond the Cold War, the narrative links later migration to the legacy of violence, weak institutions, and economic vulnerability, including the ways drug trafficking and transnational crime exploited fragile states. By situating present-day migration pressures in decades of historical context, Gonzalez provides readers with tools to assess policy claims about root causes. This section also clarifies why enforcement-only solutions can fail when displacement is driven by structural insecurity and long-term political damage. Lastly, Latino political power, identity, and the struggle for rights. The book does not treat Latinos only as migrants or victims of policy. It also emphasizes agency, organizing, and political transformation. Gonzalez charts how diverse Latino groups built institutions, labor movements, media, and advocacy organizations to contest discrimination and secure access to education, housing, voting rights, and fair employment. He discusses how identity has been shaped by both shared experiences and real differences in national origin, race, class, and legal status. The narrative shows how pan-ethnic labels gain prominence in U.S. politics and marketing, while local communities continue to maintain distinct histories and cultural ties. Gonzalez also explores how electoral influence grew alongside demographic change, altering party strategies and policy priorities at municipal, state, and national levels. At the same time, the book highlights recurring backlash, including nativist movements and policy swings that target immigrants during periods of economic anxiety. This topic ties the historical chapters to contemporary debates by showing that Latino history in the United States is an ongoing contest over who counts as American and how democracy responds to pluralism. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a historically grounded explanation of Latino presence in the United States, including students, educators, policy professionals, journalists, and general readers trying to make sense of heated immigration debates. It can benefit a reader's life by replacing fragmented headlines with a clear chain of causality that links U.S. actions abroad to demographic change at home, helping people evaluate proposals on borders, asylum, labor, and citizenship with greater empathy and accuracy. Gonzalez also offers value for Latino readers seeking context for family histories, as well as for non-Latino readers who want to understand neighbors, co-workers, and voters within a shared national story, compared to similar books that focus narrowly on one country or one wave of migration. Harvest of Empire stands out for its hemispheric scope and its consistent argument that migration is intertwined with empire, economics, and race. The revised and updated edition strengthens that relevance by connecting past interventions to newer forces such as trade, state fragility, and transnational violence. It is worth buying because it provides a durable framework, not just facts, for understanding one of the defining transformations of modern America. If you would like to support Juan Gonzalez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.